Hey man, welcome back. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, all social medias. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast. Let's get started. So today's episode is about why do we support celebrities and people we don't know? Not even necessarily just celebrities. People we don't know or just follow on social media, or we just see them instead of our own families and friends. That's a question that I always wonder, why as people do we do that? And I mean, I have a couple reasons why I think we do that, and I will give them now. The most obvious reason, just maybe they're not the person that wants to be supported. Whatever they're doing, it could be rapping, singing, clothing line, or just like making things, any type of personal thing. They just might not be good at it. You know, some people they think they don't want to support them because people hating on them. They don't want to be successful. They don't nobody want them to be successful. They literally just might not be good. Like, it's a lot of people that be in the studio all the time, just be ass, just wasting their money, no cap. It be people that be making clothes, got some ugly clothes. It just be so basic and brand with like two words on it, trying to be like these designer clothes. It be people that sing that can't sing. It be people that graphic design that can't draw or do a lick of anything, or do tattoos or cut hair, that having people hairline doing a wave. Like, it's a lot of things that's not, you can't do that. Like, you just might not be good. But then you do have some people in certain circumstances that even they might not start good, they can eventually get better. Yeah, because you're not good at something, as long as you got that love and that drive for something, you're going to get better with it. It's just, that's just how it happens. It's like playing sports. You might not be good when you first start out. I mean, some people naturally just have the talent to play sports, but eventually, as you grow in, you get better with it. You learn more things, learn more nuances with it. You're going to get better eventually. So that's just the way anything. Some people have natural talent to, you know what I'm saying? They just naturally good at cutting hair or singing or rapping or making clothes or fashion and designing or just like having, just giving simple advice. Some people good making podcasts. Some people good at making YouTube videos. Some people are just naturally good at it. And then you have some people who might just have the passion and the desire to do that thing. And they're trying to constantly work towards that thing, then that's when you're supposed to be able to support that person. You're supposed to be able to be in that person's side, because I'll say probably at least 40 to 70% of people that have made it. Of course, the other 30% just had the raw natural talent. But a lot of people don't have the raw natural talent. They had to drive, the will, and the dedication to make it into what they want to do. Yeah, of course, they might be decent at it or below average at it, but they kept pushing. They kept pushing. That's why some people, just like the people in sports, most of them have the talent. It's just, do you have the ones like LeBron and KD and Giannis and Steph and James? They already have the natural talent, but they put the work in too. And then you have some players who, as you see, they just progressively get better just every single year. They might start off slow, and then by their third, fourth, fifth year, you just keep seeing it progress every year. The more people have some talent, but they have more work to put in, like a CJ McCollum, a Damian Lillard. They have the talent, but they don't have that supernatural talent, but they put the work in. A Chris Middleton, you know what I'm saying? People that's Bradley Beal, Eric Bledsoe, people that didn't come out starting as all-stars, but they naturally and kept physically and getting better. And that's with anything you do in life. You're not going to be good. Most people are not going to be good the first time they do something. If you are good first time you do something, you need to stick with that thing and try to get the most successful that you can be out of that thing. No cap. Then you have some people that's just the most naturally gifted play people ever and just lazy or just mess themselves up, such as Josh Gordon or Justin Blackman or people like that, OJ Mayo, people that's talented, but because of other circumstances, they messing themselves up and they're not going to be there and they can't provide and be successful they should, because they don't have the work ethic or the drive to really get where they should be, or they have other circumstances that hinders their growth because they might be weak-minded. I don't know them, but I'm just saying. So it's a lot of circumstances and situations that go with people supporting you in that case. But if people see that you having a drive, you having an effort, you posting every day on social media, you coming up with new ideas, you trying your damnedest. No matter if it's like bad, if they can see the progression behind that, they should be able to be like, okay, cool. I see this person progressing. I see this person getting better. I should support them. It takes $0 to post something. It takes $0 to like something. It takes $0 to comment on something. It takes $0 to talk about it. It takes $0 to tell a person. It takes $0 to mention a person. It takes nothing. Nothing. Shit, you can even give them $1 if you want. Like, people, they'll rather go buy somebody because a celebrity promoted something. And that's really what's wrong. It's like, the government, they really get into our minds, like, what's up, like, why else do you think they use celebrities to promote things? Because people are going to listen to a celebrity voice before they listen to a regular person voice, just depending on, like, this situation, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every situation is different, but 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to listen to a celebrity, like, cause let's say you have a certain disease or something. Of course, you would rather listen to somebody that has your exact disease. But imagine if it's just a regular person have your exact disease, or a celebrity have your exact disease, or your exact case, or anything like that. You're going to listen to that celebrity first because that celebrity has a very big influence on people than more of a regular person. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you go the route of, like, somebody selling baby food, or somebody recommending baby food, you're going to take the advice of a mother that has 4 kids over a celebrity rapper. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it all matters, like, on how to advertise something in a specific way. So the next thing is, people are just haters. Like, people don't want to see you be great in life. Some people don't want to see you do good in your life. Like, it's dead for real people in this world that don't want you seeing. They'll act like, oh, you keep going, you're doing so well, and deep down they don't want you to be better than them. It's so many people, like, and it's really messed up in the black community, because somebody might see somebody doing great that you might know, but you don't want them doing better than you, which is, I never could understand. Why would you not want somebody to do better than you? You should be able to see this person, look back on yourself, be like, I need to be getting where they are. I need to be doing better than them. Not necessarily like, I need to be doing better than, like, you hating on them, but like, that's, I see that I need to be working harder. If somebody come from the same situation, the same background, you know what I'm saying, we've been around the same people, you don't have any excuse. You need to get on your stuff, you know what I'm saying? Well, people, and then that go with making excuses. Everybody having an excuse for something until they see somebody else doing great. They're like, dang, I could have did that. Well, why didn't you? It's always an excuse, an excuse, an excuse for people. And then people just haters, like, I don't get it. I really don't. How you can hate on somebody for being great? Like, if they had a handout, cool. You just got to work harder than them. Stop hating on people. Now, I understand they did stuff in the wrong way, in a dirty way, then cool. Then I understand you can have some backlash for that person. But if a person just worked their bust their ass, then stop hating. Or they just have a natural talent. You can't be mad at somebody having a natural talent and you don't. You can't. Like, I can't get mad at Joe Rogan for having a better podcast than me. He might have better natural talent than me. He got better production. He has a bigger fan base. He's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be mad if a rapper around just blew up before you did, because they might have a better fan base. They just might have a better voice than you. They just might have, they know how to write a perfect lyric. Like, you can't get mad at people for learning how to rework the system or just having better natural talent than you. Some people in life are going to be better than you. That's just life. Life people are going to be better than you. It's just, you got to suck it up and keep working as hard as you can. And maybe one day somebody will recognize you. If they don't, you should have enough confidence and say so in yourself to realize that I work my hardest. I bust my butt for this thing. If I don't get recognized for what I did, that's cool, because I know what I did and I work my hardest for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, recognition, a lot of people, they want recognition. If recognition is the way you live your life, you're never going to be happy in your life. I swear to God, because I used to be like this. If you want recognition from people, you're not going to make it in life. You're not. You have to be successful within yourself, not because somebody else or you tell you successful, because you will feel within successful within yourself, because everybody's successfulness in their head is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't want to be rich. Some people want to be rich. Some people have a big house, don't have a big house. As I said in my last podcast, Shameless Pug, no cap. But we got to stop hating on each other. Like, build each other up. Stop trying to tear each other down. Because as soon as somebody with a minority gets some type of power, gets some type of respect, gets some type of money, the white folks already trying to tear them down, trying to make them kiss up. So it doesn't help when you black people trying to tear them down as well, trying to build them down, trying to make sure he or she, because this is real bad for women too, he or she don't make it in life. So stop hating on your fellow person. Just stop. Just build them up. Try to be where they at, or even better than them. And people who has made it, stop being such a hypocrite. Like, stop oh, did nobody help me? I did this on my own. No, you didn't. Stop lying. Most, it's impossible to make it anything on your own. You had to have somebody in your corner, had somebody to help you. It is literally impossible to make, to be successful in life without somebody helping you. It is literally fucking possible. Literally impossible. You can't do it. You just can't. So if you make it up, if you get big in life, help the next person next to you. If you see, and I don't mean just help anybody just because you feel sorry for them or because they begging and pleading or you known them their whole life. See the people that got the motivation, the pride, the keep going, the want to be successful where you at, even better than you. Help them people because they'll help you in the long run. They'll help you in the long run and get karma, get you a long way. So stop trying to hold nuts. Stop trying to hold the bag. Stop trying to not tell nobody how to get to the bag. Like, stop doing that. Because I swear to God, if I ever blow up from anything, I'm helping as many people. If I see the drive and the motivation in them, I'm helping as many people as I possibly can. Because we as black people need to learn how to help and be successful and put a hand out and stop being so damn selfish. Like, stop being selfish. Like, help. It's not hard to help. Cause the more person you help, they help a person, and that shit all go on to go for it. The only reason why white people allow be able to take over the world is because there's no unity, there's no organization. We're not together. Once we get together, shit, it'll be over with. Like, it'll be over with. You know, cap. You know what I'm saying? No cap. So, and then another reason, probably the last reason people don't support other people is because I think they feel bad inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel like they should be there. They feel like that shouldn't be them. That should be them on. That should be the person that's not supporting. That should be them right there. It shouldn't be the other person. So they'll rather go support a celebrity because they don't know that celebrity. So they don't feel like they should be there. But if that's a regular person or somebody that they personally know, they feel like that should be them there. Which I understand. Everybody thinks they should be successful in life. To be honest with you, everybody can't be successful in life. You have to have certain people working certain jobs. You have to have certain people doing certain things for society to work. Not everybody can be successful. You can have a mind. You can be successful in your own personal ways. Everybody can't be rich. Everybody can't be wealthy. Everybody can't be a billionaire. Everybody can't be a trillionaire. It's just impossible. It's just impossible. It's only meant for select people to have select things. Now, you can go about, you don't have to be broke. You don't have to be starving under none of that. You can go by certain things in a certain way. You can save your money if you can, because certain circumstances don't allow for that. But if you can any way possible, just stop hating on people. Lift up people, support each other. Because I get tired of people seeing all these black businesses doing all this good stuff and nobody supporting them, but they'll go buy $300-$500 Gucci or $300-$500 designer stuff instead of buying the same a person that's making stuff that honestly looks 10 times better than them. Because people really can't dress or people really can't do certain things because it just has a designer on it. Like, I see so many black clothes and black businesses and can't, like, people got candles, patents, clothes, I seen black people have band-aids and just so many like kitchenware and just so many different things. But you'll really steal the buy from a white person that don't care about you and these big business that don't care about you because you don't want to support black business because the price might be, sometimes the price might even be fucking lower. You just don't want to support them. And I really, it's just something in our mind that tells don't support people. You don't want to see them doing better than you in life, which I just don't understand. Of course, you got some people who want to brag, and you gotta let people go. People like that brags and brag about their money and what they got, them people gonna get what they coming to them. But if you see somebody trying, just please support. That's all I ask. Just support each other. That's all I ask. But hey, man, that's the end of the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, share the podcast, like the podcast. I'm gone.